Welcome to Otis Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sally Williams, and I am so happy that you decided to join me today for today's podcast. Well, today I'm going to talk about something that might be a little striking to parents, and that is this. When was the last time you and your partner had a wonderful time for intimacy without the children or without the baby? You may say, I've never done that. Since the babies come home, we have not had any time to spend together at all. It's been about the baby and the baby alone. Or if you are parents of older children, you have so many things that you're doing with the children that you don't have time for each other. Well, believe it or not, intimacy is a very, very important part of a relationship. And where you may have had lots and lots of time before your bundle of joy came home from the hospital, you may find now that things have changed dramatically or maybe slightly, and you need to rekindle that relationship with your spouse or with your partner so that those times will not be left behind. You see, when you are a parent, especially a brand new parent, and you bring your baby home, everybody's very happy and you have the baby in the blanket and you have the room set up. But maybe as a new parent, nobody told you that you may have to spend all night with that baby because the baby wakes up crying and in between feedings, and the time you used to have for intimacy is no longer the same. In addition to that, mothers usually go through a hormonal change, especially if you're breastfeeding, which means that it's not very sexy to have breast milk pouring out of you when you want to get intimate. That can be a challenge. As well as many women feel as though their bodies have changed dramatically from stretch marks to weight gain to a lot of other hormonal changes. And you're tired, you may not feel like going at it like you used to. In addition, the baby is first priority, you feel. And you just don't have time. Father, on the other hand, may feel neglected. Okay, the baby's home, we are happy about the baby, but where is my spouse? Where is my partner? What happened? When I touch her, she doesn't want to come near me. She's always tired. There's no time for us anymore. And you might feel neglected. And what happens is maybe as time progresses, and if you don't get a hold of that feeling, then the baby can be a wedge in between you instead of just the bundle of joy. Well, these things can be dealt with because, number one, you are couple first and your parents second. Yes, that's right. You're couple first and your parents second. That may sound out of order, but let me explain what I mean. As a couple, that means you both have responsibilities for your baby. Maybe one parent has a little bit more than the other one. As the time progresses, it may change. But you may need to sit down and get a clear definition as to who can do what and when. You also need to get the baby on a schedule. If that's not possible, think about it for real. Because every 3 or 4 hours, the baby wants to eat. And they do not care what you are doing. They will let you know immediately it is time. If you get the baby on a schedule, you are more likely to have more time as a couple to deal with some of the things that you want to deal with. All in all, there needs to be some dialogue between you two so that you know exactly where you're coming from and exactly what you want to move forward on as a couple and as parents. One of the things that I want to talk about today is finding that time for intimacy. Many times, if you have children also that are older children, and they're in school, and you have activities, and you have places for them to go, that can also hamper your intimacy moments. You find yourself busy with work and other obligations outside of work, such as your community, your church, or whatever you're doing in the community. Those things can also add to the pressures of not having time with your significant other or your spouse. All of these things wrapped up with stress and not talking or communicating properly can lead down a road, if you're not careful, of actually separating yourselves from each other, either physically and mentally, or in some cases altogether. You have to make sure that you're communicating. You have to make sure that both of you understand what's going on, that there is a change in your home, and that it has to be dealt with in a positive manner. One of the things you can do before the baby gets there, if you're dealing with a baby, is to sit down and start talking about how this is going to affect your life. Start talking about the times that you want to put into place to do certain activities. If your children are older, you still want to sit down and talk about, hey, listen, we haven't had time for each other in a long time. I miss our time together. I miss the intimacy, our touch. It's very important to me. What can we do about it? Then map out certain things that you can do. One idea is to schedule some time for intimacy. What do I mean by that? Well, if you put your children to bed at a certain time and you schedule a time, let's say you have the kids in the bed by 9 o'clock and you say 10 o'clock, let's take a shower together and have some time to spend with each other. That could be an option. Or if you're too tired after the long day, then you say, how about first thing in the morning? Let's set the clock for a little earlier than what we normally get up. And let's spend some quality time exploring each other's bodies, touching each other, and making love to each other rather than having what I call maintenance sex. Maintenance sex, to me, is when you just do it for physiological reasons and there's no thought or love put into it. While that may be true sometimes, that should not be the norm for you as a couple. Another idea is to make sure that you contact each other during the daytime. Send light little messages, I love you, or little dirty messages if you like, whatever is your fancy. Make sure you keep that flow going and say, you know what? Tonight, this is going to happen. I plan to do this, or I plan to wear that. That keeps some fires burning. Another thing is to schedule a date night between you two, once a week at least, where you spend some time with each other. That can also include taking your children to a relative's home, or how about getting off early from work if you can, and spending the afternoon together. Or better still, taking the kids to school if they're at school age, and then coming back home and spending the day with each other. Cell phones put away, work put away, but spending that time with each other. You need to be creative because guess what? You're both important to each other. And spending time with each other is very, very important to your relationship with each other and connecting. Do not let that time get away to the point of not having any intimate moments with your significant other or spouse. That can lead down a road of disaster. Because after a while, you'll start resenting each other. Children are a wonderful addition to a family. But again, there's a balance. There's a balance that has to be done that sometimes can be overwhelming if you're not checking it at the beginning. Make sure that you take some time with each other is my final thoughts on that. It can be done in a lot of different ways. But let me share with you this also. For women, intimacy begins in the mind. Women, for the most part, must feel comfortable, must feel loved, must feel respected, and must feel as though she is the queen. If she's angry or frustrated or looks at her body in disdain and you help her by saying, yeah, baby, you just need to lose some weight, that's not going to help her feel any better. And it's not going to get her in the mood necessarily. Men also need to feel respected and feel as though they're special to you. And even though you may have been spit upon all day long by the baby and crying, you still need to find that time to make him feel special. Make that time to make them feel special. How about going to places that you used to go to when you were dating? How about buying something really nice for each other? How about going to one of the shops that are intimate shops and shopping for something that you both like, that you utilize during your intimacy moments? Whatever it is you decide you want to do, just make sure you put thought into it, love into it, and make sure that you're thinking about each other. You want your lovemaking sessions to be that lovemaking, expressions of love to each other. You don't want them to be, okay, turn over, let's do this, let's go to sleep. Remember, you are a couple first and parents second. And if you think of your relationship like that, then guess what? you will do a lot of planning about how you're going to enrich your relationship with the child, with the baby, with teenagers. However long you are together, you will look at your relationship as an enriching relationship that has children as an addition to your relationship, not the other way around. This is important, and there are so many couples that don't get it. They look at the relationship as being secondary to having all these things to do, all these places to go, and all of these obligations outside of each other. They lose sight of what is very, very important, and that is each other, because the children do feed off of what you do and how you act and interact with each other. Make that time important. It used to be before the children came along, and it can be now with proper planning and with proper thought put into it. As much as you can, think about how much you love your partner. Think about why you came together in the first place. Cherish each other, because each day you have together could be your last. We don't know. We just assume that because we see that person in the morning, that evening they will be coming home. But what if not? That's horrible to think, but it has happened to a lot of couples. Live each day to the fullest. Love each other to the fullest. And love your family to the fullest. I hope this tip today was helpful to you, and you are able to do that as well as find other tips. If you have something you'd like to share with me or a question you'd like to share with me on this topic, please go to my website and contact me at www.drsally.com, and that's spelled drsally.com. And then go to my contacts page and send me an email. I'd love to know how you're doing, or if you have a question regarding intimacy or need some ideas, or perhaps you want to share one of your ideas with the audience. I'd love to share it with your permission. Thank you again for joining me. The book again is called Parental Survival Guide for Anyone, and it is found on my website, where you can purchase it through Amazon.com. I thank you again for joining me today. As always, I look so forward to being your host of the Honest Talk Show, where we actually get into a lot more things than just talking about parenting. Until we meet next time, God bless you and your family. Bye-bye now.